Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight, Game 3 for the Sounds and the Norfolk Tides. And we're joined by catcher Francisco Mejia. And Francisco, an interesting start to the year for you, having to change organizations and being signed by the Brewers. But all you've done since you've joined the Sounds is hit. How do you feel the season has gone so far since you've come to Milwaukee and been with the Sounds?
I feel good. You know, I appreciate them to give me the chance, the opportunity to be here. I feel good in the team. I know a couple players, been talking to them a lot. Feel great, you know, to have a good communication with the pitchers, getting better every day. That's how it is.
I talked about it with Eric Haas, too, but he had already been inside the organization. You get here and you're meeting all new guys. As a catcher, how challenging is that to get to know an entire staff in a quick amount of time?
You know, I've been through that before, mm-hmm. So I really know how to figure out how to get to know the guys. And I know some guys that they hear that I catch in the past, in Tampa, mm-hmm. too. So it's hard to start from the beginning, but that's how it is. It's business, you know. I know a lot of guys. I talk to them. Mm-hmm. I got a good relation. We in the same plane.
Given your role as a catcher, you only get so much time to devote to your own offense, and yet you've looked very comfortable at the plate. How would you describe how you're feeling as a hitter right now?
No, last year I got hurt, and then I went down the minor leagues, and I went back to Dominican to play winter ball. I got comfortable, and then I have good training, good off season, you know, playing winter ball, winning championships, and then the most team that I have is I have confidence, you know, mm-hmm. confidence in my mind. I put my mind right. Everything was right.
You know, you catch last night during the automatic ball strike system game, and you're no stranger to it, the challenge system and the ABS. But how would you describe your approach to the ABS games where the receiving doesn't matter, but I would imagine you feel like you don't want to develop bad habits on those nights for the challenge system games?
Yeah, you can develop bad habits with those days. You know, that challenge system, you got to still do your work. Do you keep up on your routines. I receive the ball the best you can, because there's 3 days in the week when you can have the chance to challenge or take mm-hmm. the balls to strike. But ABS, just stay the same.
Do you like the challenge system part?
I like the challenge system part. It's kind of fun, you know. When someone's confused, they go right away to the challenge.
Yeah. Heat of the moment early in the game, I would imagine there are times where you have to kind of catch yourself because you guys don't want to run out of challenges, but you know the zone as well as anybody. How challenging is that part of it?
It's challenge more for the catchers, because sometimes the pitchers go right away because they see the way that we receive the ball. It looks so good, and they think it's a strike, but probably going to be outside, whatever. But it's hard. It's hard.
What about when you're hitting on a challenge system night? Given how well you know the zone, do you feel more inclined to want a challenge when you're batting?
No, I don't use challenge that much. Depends the game situation, you know?
Yeah.
We wait all the way to the last couple of innings when we're winning or we're losing. Mm-hmm. They're big moments. That's when we use the challenge the most.
You're only 28 years old, but you've had a lot of major league time already in your career, and you were only 21 when you got to the big leagues for the first time. Where do you feel like you have developed and improved the most as I ask you that question now compared to if you were to think of yourself as a 21-year-old?
Well, if I have the mind that I have right now, when I was 21, I'd probably be in big leagues, because my mind knows what I need to do now to get better, to put myself in a good position, to keep it the best to win a ball game. I think my mind was the point right now.
Who was your idol or someone that you looked up to as a young player that was in the big leagues at that time?
I always look, you know, Robbie Cano. We talk. Mm-hmm. We still talk. He's a Mexico player now, but he was my idol.
So not really another catcher. It was more just a role model in that sense.
Yeah, a guy, the way that he played, the style he used for play the game, that's that kind of like the way he played the game.
How old were you when you first caught a game? Do you remember the very first time you put on the gear and got behind the plate?
Yeah, I was 17.
Okay.
I was 17, a rookie ball. Catched my first game, professional baseball.
And your thoughts were what when you were approached about becoming a catcher?
It was not easy, you know? Especially Arizona with the weather, the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I put in the work, put it together.
What have you grown to love the most about it?
I don't know, but, you know, I don't feel like I played different positions before, like left field, right field, first base in Tampa a couple times, third base. But I don't know, I feel like very, very comfortable when I'm catching.
Yeah. What about the other positions do you enjoy? Do you like having the ability to bounce around a little bit if needed?
Yeah, if needed, yeah. I'll take ground balls first base. Mm-hmm. I used to play first base in Tampa. And then outfield, too, a little bit.
Appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sounds catcher Francisco Mejia. This has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned to the lineups and first pitch are coming up next.